you agree? All smart looking people sitting here. To the guys, tell me, if you ever wanted to look like a strong, well built gunda, ugly gunda, raise your hand if you like, wanted to look like a gunda at least once in your life. Some might wonder why I didn't ask this question to ladies. Because in the world, there is no ugly woman. There are only some lazy women who do not have enough patience to apply proper makeup. That's why I asked only guys. But I saw only 2-3 guys raising hand. All you grow up in India? Others? What's problem? Would they never realize what advantage of being a gunda in India? Dear contest chair, fellow Toastmasters, dear guests, today I want to share with you why I want to look like an ugly gunda. I know I look like a gunda, pa, but still not a gunda. Okay? Please say yes.
Yes.
I want to share just one occasion. Let me take all of you back in time to 1985. 1985, I was in 8th standard. I moved from a small town to truly a garden city back then to Bangalore. My father put me in a nearby school. Today, if somebody posts a video of a teacher hitting a student, it becomes a breaking news. The teacher will be arrested, school will be put the case, because it's a crime to hit teacher. In my high school, a student hitting a teacher is not even a breaking news. It was very common news for us. So such a notorious school, none of the children of our teachers were studying in that school. In high school, 8th standard, I was very tall like Amitabh Bachchan. Now I become shorter. Do you agree? No, right. But I was very thin. Say, at least agree now. I was very thin and short in such a notorious school. On one fine evening, I came out of a class and I see that two groups of 10 students are getting ready to play kabaddi. So I thought, anyway, class is over. Let me see for some time and then go home. I went there. Then a strange looking guy who looks like a cousin of Gabbar Singh, raising all of us. Then he came close to me. Hey, what am I, uniform and bag, I have to play kabaddi. I go, no, I'm going on, I'm not watching match. Then politely he said, hey, hold it. That's it. My courage meter is completely down. I'm holding his uniform and bag, I'm not enjoying kabaddi match. Some are watching kabaddi, some are watching me. That was the first time I wanted to look like an ugly gunda, not to trouble someone else. That no one dares to treat me like that. Okay? Now, let me bring back 2015. I want to share with you how that 1985 incident has an impact on me even in 2015. After high school, I moved out of Bangalore. I studied my college in different towns. It was an era of face-to-face contact. No Facebook, no mobile. So I lost contact of most of my friends, high school friends. Luckily, 3 months back, one of our classmate able to get hold of us and arrange a get together in a nearby hotel. Then I was very excited. Now I will see my old classmates. So I went there. After 25 years, I'm seeing some of them, which I never met. I went there. Then I realized what a wonderful memory I have. Hardly could remember anyone. Somebody shows full photo. See, this is me. Still I couldn't remember. Pathetic situation is there were 6 girls. I could remember only 2. Man, what type of memory I have. But look at here. I don't remember my classmates. I don't remember my old girlfriends. But I remember that Gabbar Singh. As if that incident happened yesterday. Strange how our mind works. There are so many occasions like this where I felt I wanted to look like an ugly gunda, no matter no girls like me. Because on that day I wanted to be, nobody disturbs me. That was my desire. How many of you are parents? Raise your hands. How many of you are bachelors? One round of applause for them. Because they are keeping Indian tradition. No kids till marriage. Very good. So all the parents, before I leave today, I want to give one advice. We have a tendency to tell kids, be like a tiger, be like a lion. And even Puneet compared someone like a snail. So you always try to compare somebody to an animal. At least don't make your kids future parents also. This advice is for future parents also. Don't make your kid like a deer. I understand deer is a wonderful innocent animal, but a single fox is enough to scare 100 deers. At the same time, don't make them a tiger. Tiger is fine. It's animal. Once its tummy is full, it is at peace. But a human with a tiger instinct is dangerous when his tummy is full. Okay. Instead, make them a buffalo. Okay. Make them a buffalo. Don't laugh at it. It's a serious advice. Not a, I know I'm in humorous contest. Serious advice. If you can see a lot of videos in YouTube, how these buffaloes are. They are wonderful social beings. They are not as strong as tiger, but they are wonderful social beings. They get together when someone of is there in danger. They support each other. You can find many videos that group of buffaloes have killed tiger and lion. Okay? This advice is for your kids, not for you. Okay? Why? Because once you are married, whether you are tiger or lion, does it matter?